from 2 Tango Mobile.
W2T, W4DJW, not mobile.
W2T, hello, Dave.
Hey, Rusty, what's up?
I just ran the car through the car wash so it looked a little bit nicer. It needed it after sitting under the trees and with the storm that came through yesterday. And now I'm on my way to pick up some fresh blackberries from the street from the farm.
Oh, that sounds good, blackberries. What you going to do with them?
My sister's going to make cupcakes out of them.
Is that the one that's from Florida?
Yep.
Oh, I assume she's up here visiting you? Well,
I
hope you stay cool. It looks like it's going to be a little cooler today than it was the last two or three days.
Well, I noticed that the forecast was only for a high of 90 today instead of 96 or 97 or 99 like it was the other earlier in the week.
You know, I didn't look at that. I see daily for Saturday the 18th is 89 degrees is the high for today. And that 89 is going to happen somewhere between 3 and 6, between 3 and 6 o'clock, 89. So that's a little bit of a relief.
Oh, yeah. And that's a good deal. And of course, right now my thermometer on the car says 79 since I went through the car wash. And, you know, they use that cold water to rinse with, so it's going to take cool the whole thing down.
Which car wash do you use? The one I used to use over in Greer, they shut it down. I don't know if it's back up and running again yet or not.
It's one of those that's kind of semi-do-it-yourself. You run it through the car wash, and they, you know, they spray it with the stuff and rub the, take the brush to the front and back and all that stuff, and then you go out and vacuum yourself and dry it off. They've got towels and things like that. So, you know, it's, I can't remember the name of it right now, and I just left there, so. But there's one over on 290 also, over on Highway 290, in here between 85 and 20 and Reedville Road over there. There's another branch of it over there, so they're all right. I mean, they're not the super ones where everybody, they clean all your inside. That's all up to you to do.
Yeah, that's like at Canopy where they do the inside and the outside. Canopy Car Wash. That's a good one. It costs about $30, and they take about a half hour to 45 minutes to do it, so you got to have time to spare. I usually don't use those. They take too long and cost too much. I do the ones that are about $20, and you're done in 5 minutes.
Well, that's about the one where I went through here. This was $20. Like I said, they run you through the system, and when you come out the other end, you pull around. They've got covered areas with some covered areas, some uncovered. Vacuums there. They've got towels available. They've got bottles of glass cleaner and stuff there, too, so you can use it for, you know, getting things cleaned up. So, you know, that's what they've got there, and that's where I usually go. If I want it really detailed a little better, there's a place up on Highway 29 near Westgate that is a regular, you know, you pull it up, you get out of the car, and then you walk through, and they run it through the system, and then at the other end, one of their people pulls it out, and they do all the glass cleaning inside and out, and they clean your dash off, empty your trash can, and all that other good stuff that goes with it.
Yeah, that's the kind you do about once a year, maybe every other year. For me, anyway. Or sometimes I just put it in the driveway and get the hose out and put some detergent in a bucket with a towel and go at it. spend a Saturday manually cleaning, get the road scum off. Those $20 jobs don't get the road, the underlying road. It looks a lot better when it comes out, but after a while, a film builds up on it, and it takes elbow grease to get that off.
This place I go, this one I did this morning, that's what I said, they take a brush, they've got a scrub brush that they use on the bottom plates of your car all the way around, on the back tailgate or the trunk or and on the hood where the you know, grill is up front. They take a brush across there with a cleaning detergent before they run you through the wash, too. So it does a good job, and I had them spray the roof today because, see, you have a garage. I don't. I got to park outdoors underneath the trees. I'm susceptible to all the weather problems.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't wash it in the garage. I wash it outside on the parking area out there, out in front of the garage. Hey, where are you going to do, or are you going to do field day this year? And if so, where? Are you going to do it at home, or are you going to go out in the field?
I will not be doing field A this year. I'm going to be away.
Now, that might happen to me, too. I don't know. A new grandbaby is struggling a little bit, so I may or may not be around. But I thought I might visit, if I can, if I'm around, I might visit, like, the Greers and the Blue Ridge and that kind of stuff. Just, but I don't know that I'm going to even be here either. I was just curious what you were going to do.
I'm dodging several things over the next couple, 3 weeks. So, things going along here. And I'm pulling in up here where my blackberries are, and I see they've started already clearing out where the strawberry beds were, so they're getting ready to start plowing those fields and getting them ready for next season and everything. So let me run in here and get me a basket of blackberries, and I will catch up to you later. I'll be back in a few minutes. W4DJW, W2T.
All right, Rusty. Well, take care and enjoy the blackberries, but avoid the chiggers that come with blackberries. Anyway, I'll talk to you again. Have a good weekend. W2T, W4DJW.
By letting the people that run the place do the picking, I don't go out in the field picking. Talk to you later, W2T clear.
AC6IW mobile.
Uniform 2 Tango, mobile again.
Uniform 2 Tango, this is AC6IW.
W, good morning, sir. Yeah, it's still morning. Just left the farm where I picked up a basket of fresh blackberries. Headed home to put them in the cooler.
Can I make some pies or something?
Make muffins out of them for me.
I played trumpet and I just got done playing taps for a funeral out here kind of in Simpsonville area for a really cool story. It was like a guy that was a Green Beret that was special ops that was from Vietnam. I forget. So we did that.
I'll be entitled to all of those benefits of the funeral detail and the taps and all of that stuff, too. 26 years of military has earned me that over the years.
So what branch and what did you do?
Computers in the Navy.
What world did you get to go to?
I never left the continental U.S., never served aboard ship. Most of my time was reserve time, but I did a lot of reserve trips out to bases like I went to Charleston for several. I went to Marietta, Georgia, to the Naval Air Station down there. I went down to Jacksonville for a couple of my tours, and I spent 2.5 years on active duty at the Mine Force headquarters in Charleston. So. But a little bit of here and there in different places that they sent me for my summer encampments, you know.
Cool. Well, one of my people call me to play is, I don't know if you noticed, but a lot of times now I think most all the time now, they're short on people to play taps. So this guy that was a friend of the family used to trumpet from me, and people don't like they use an electronic bugle. Like, man, someone that has, like, served that long, they need to have something more real and special, you know? It's like you wouldn't go have a wedding and use, like, plastic flowers, so why use, like, a fake instrument or something? So that's why I usually get asked to do things like this.
Yeah, well, there's a guy in my church that I could ask to do mine when it comes to that. He's retired National Guard. He was in the National Guard, South Carolina National Guard band for many years, and he's retired now, and he's a trumpeter, so he can handle that for me if I need it. But we'll see what happens. Anyway, I'm about back to the house. Got to go inside and continue with what I'm working on, trying to get a bunch of stuff done. Sent a bunch of QSL cards out in the mail today. Needed to go out, and we'll talk to you later. You have a safe rest of the day, and stay cool. It's supposed to get warm, but not as hot as it has been. Talk to you later. 73's W2T.